Well, we've been talking about it, and you've been probably sitting by your radio waiting for it, some of you who are regular listeners. It is time for student phenology. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell, and our first report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Haley from Big Sandy Water Institute Camp at Long Lake Conservation Center. This report is on July 8th and 9th. We have had some of the best weather with a sunny high of 81 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 51. This has been a summer of woodchucks, also known as groundhogs or whistle pigs. There has been daily sights of these large members of the squirrel family. This is way more than normal. We have noticed that, unlike squirrels, they are pretty skittish and run to safety if they are spotted. Red-headed woodpecker's sights have been more frequent as well. We have noticed that there are a lot of goldenrod gulls in one small section. There were about 11 gulls, including one stock that had two. The fawns are growing quickly. They have nearly doubled in size since birth. Their spots are still there, but beginning to fade. One of our Long Lake teachers saw a small buck with spike antlers. Our taste buds are happy to report that our season's first wild raspberries and strawberries are delicious summer treats. Other sightings include blooming water lilies, pointed leaf trefoils are starting to bloom, those in fawn tracks, snails, ovenbirds, offsprings, and woodpeckers. But not a lot of bugs. We had a great time exploring nature. We want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Thank you, Haley. Another great report from another excited student to be out of doors. Red-headed woodpeckers, oh, I long to see them. They are so startlingly beautiful. Goldenrod galls, fawns growing quickly. They nearly have doubled. I saw one the other day cross the road in front of my dog and I and dashed off into the woods. The small buck with spike antlers that the naturalist saw at Long Lake, even the babies, even the fawns, you can tell the bucks from the does. If you can get close enough to get a look, a good look, you will see that they have a little, almost like a callus on the side of their head called a pedicel, and that is the location where the antler will be growing. So check them out if you get the chance. If you have one standing in your yard, why, get the binoculars and look carefully at its head. And you might find that some of your little fawns are showing signs of being male or female. Ovenbirds, ospreys, woodpeckers, not a lot of bugs. I would say that is true, although the deer flies seem to be picking up. There seem to be a plenty of them. Our next report comes from the Bell Museum Summer Camp at the North Central Research and Outreach Center in Grand Rapids.
Hello, this is Jennifer. I am an educator with the Bell Museum. We do summer camps at Nick Rock, the North Central Research and Outreach Center, which is part of the University of Minnesota in Grand Rapids. This week, on July 8th, 2025, we took our summer campers out to the Nick Rock Bog and had a fabulous time. We had 24 campers out there with us, and here are some of their reports.
Hi, I'm Joelle, and I went on the bog walk July 8th, 2025. I saw a lot of things and heard a few birds. I saw really cool things, including a hole, which had a few crane flies. Crane flies only live 10 through 14 days, so we were lucky to see one. They look just like a giant mosquito. I also saw some blueberries. They weren't quite ripe yet. I saw some pitcher plants. Pitcher plants eat flies. The flies go into the plant. It looks like there's water in the plant, and the fly gets stuck and tries to get away, but it can't, and it gets slowly digested. We saw quite a few tamarack trees, which are the only pines that turn color in fall. So we saw Labrador tea, which you can use to make tea. The bottom of the leaf is actually soft. We also saw bluish purplish iris. That's some of the things I saw in the bog. I hope you can visit the bog sometime soon.
Hello, my name is Liam. Recently, me and my fellow campers went to a bog. It was beautiful, and I saw a blueberry plant with not quite ready blueberries. I also saw a pitcher plant with the daddy long legs in it. The trees were big and tall. There was a soft breeze, and the ground was all moss. There was what my friend called a tick spider, and a crane fly was just flying around. The bird's chirping sound was wonderful. Apparently, if you stepped into a bog, you could sink more than 15 feet. So we were just walking on boards. If you say it isn't fun, think again. Bye.
Bog walk, July 8th, 2025. Hello, my name is Adeline. I went on a field trip at Bell Camp, and I saw a dried up lady slipper and lots of spiders. The moss was really squishy. There were lots of moths. And if you go to Bell Camp, then you might go on the bog walk. Don't step off the boards. The water under the boards can go really deep.
Hello, my name is Miko Anderson, and I'm going to tell you about the bog walk. We saw a bunch of moss and plants at the bog. We also saw a little beetle. We saw a dead lady slipper. My favorite thing I saw was cotton grass. The bog is a beautiful place. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jennifer, Joelle, Liam, Adeline, and Miko. Nice report. Lots of good things there. I like the cotton grass myself. That's kind of a nice thing to look at when you're out in the bog. I do enjoy a trip to the bog anytime. Our next report comes from our friend and co-producer, Charlie Mitchell.
Good morning, John and Heidi. This is Charlie Mitchell reporting from near Marine on St. Croix. Other than the wildfire smoke, it's been a beautiful summer week here on the St. Croix River. On Saturday, my wife, my friend Andy, and I had a lovely 6-mile canoe down the St. Croix from Osceola to the Loghouse Landing. We went past the Heron Rookery, which is now completely empty of chicks and very quiet compared to the last time that I went past, when they were all making a lot of noises, including sounding like dogs and dinosaurs and hisses and all sorts of things from those herons. This time, it was a great chance to see damselflies, dragonflies, and butterflies. I'm still learning a lot of my insect identifications, but I did identify some American ruby spot damselflies and a 12-spotted skimmer dragonfly. The American ruby spot damselfly has a very blood red spot on the wing near where the wing meets the thorax, which is how I recognize them. And then the 12-spotted skimmers have 12 black spots on their wings, and if it's a male, they have an additional 8 white spots on the wings. Otherwise, the swamp milkweed and blue vervain are blooming, red baneberry berries are ripe, and the sumac seeds are starting to redden. This is Charlie Mitchell going hither and thither on the St. Croix River.
Thank you, Charlie. Lots of great observations as usual. I always enjoy what you have to say about the St. Croix. One of my desires is to spend a little time on the river with you one day in your canoe. That would be a real treat. Our final report is actually a series of reports. Comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School. During the summer months, Chad's class of middle school science students submit photos of their nature observations to the class Instagram page at Little Falls Phenology. Here are some of the highlights for this week. They have pictures of leaf miners, a belted kingfisher, robin babies, mayflies, killdeer chicks, and monarch caterpillars, black bears, snails, oblique banded leaf roller moth, the gray catbird, and the rose-breasted grosbeak. So those kids are getting out and all summer long are doing observations, which is really commendable. Thank you all for your contributions to our student phenology, and we will be back next week with that same great program and new student voices.